Freddy cut in constantly. When he does, you never speak. Must you always be so weak? Oh, Johnny, get angry. Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man. I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Up to you know I love you, of course. Let me know that you're the boss. Oh, Johnny, get angry. Johnny, get mad. Give me the biggest lecture I ever had. I want a brave man, or I want a caveman. Johnny, show me that you care, really care for me. Johnny,
you know, Johnny, I've really been given some thought to this. You and I, Johnny, we were good together. I want us to be good again, Johnny, but you really need to stand up for yourself. Sure, I know you're a little guy, and I'm 6'7", but Johnny, it's not the size that counts. I've never been someone who thought size was important, Johnny. You mean too much to me, Johnny. Really, Johnny, if you just stand up to me, Johnny, I know I'm big, I know I'm loud, but Johnny, you're the man I want. Come on, Johnny, just do it for me. Just say the words I want you to say, Johnny. I'm here. I'm listening, John. I'm listening. Just do it. Like that time you did. You remember. And you remember how wonderful it was after that. Oh, Johnny, please. Oh, please, Johnny. Come on. Don't walk away. Where are you going, John? No, come on back. Please, Johnny. Please, I'll do anything. Anything, Johnny. Please.
Those of you old enough will recognize that song, but not that version of it. In 1962, a singer named Joni Summers had a hit with it, but that cover version is very different. It's by a male singer who really camped it up, and he's not even really a singer. His name is Walter Mays, and he's a writer of children's stories. And the song came from a various artist compilation from 1998 called Stranger Than Fiction, where the gimmick was to have authors sing, folks like Stephen King, Dave Barry, Amy Tan, Maya Angelou, and a number of others. Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and I'm J.D. Doyle. By now you have probably already figured out that this edition of Queer Music Heritage is going to be a little different. Like all my shows, it's still devoted to the music of our culture, but on tonight's show, I'll be playing some very obscure selections. I'd kind of be surprised if you've heard any of these songs before, and a lot of these recordings just would not have fit on my other shows, like the opening number. I'm calling this my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. I did a similar show in June of last year and had a lot of fun with it, but this time I'm doing two shows. Tonight I'll feature music by all male artists, and next month the women will get their chance. We're going to next dabble in some very gay cabaret, and some with the earliest openly gay lyrics, which in cabaret usually means male artists singing songs like My Man and the Man I Love. According to my research, the earliest example of this was an album called Mad About the Boy, issued by the Camp Records label in the mid-60s. I feature that label very thoroughly on my March of 2003 show, so tonight I'm honoring some of the other early efforts. Around 1966, an album was released called Love is a Drag, and it was subtitled For Adult Listeners Only. Among its songs were Mad About the Boy, Can't Help Loving That Man, Lover Man, and Bill. I'll read you a little from the album jacket. At long last, a male vocalist with great talent has decided to take the big step, that is, to record the classics using their original lyrics. In doing so, he has broken the barrier which has confronted so many great singers who, for lack of courage, have not attempted. Well, my comment is, if he had so much courage, why didn't the record identify him? But this was 1966. From the album Love Is a Drag, here is My Man.
It's cost me a lot, but there's one thing that I've got. It's my man. Cold and wet, tired you bet, but all that I soon forget with my man. He's not much for looks, and no hero out of books is my man. Two or three guys has he that he likes as well as me, but I love him. I don't know why I should. He isn't good. He isn't true. He beats me too. What can I do? Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care when he takes me in his arms. The world is bright, all right. What's the difference if I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forevermore. If I say I'll go away, when I know I'll come back on my knees someday, for whatever my man is, I am his forevermore.
The next album was released in late 1969, and this time the artist did identify himself, though he used a stage name. Under the name Edward Earle, he was a Broadway actor, director, songwriter, and choreographer. And for the Cabaret album, he went by Zebedee Colt. The album was called I'll Sing For You, and, get this, was recorded with the London Philharmonic Orchestra. According to an interview in The Advocate in 1977, he was working with a record producer who wanted to do an album using the stereotypical limp-wristed approach, and it was Zebedee Colt's idea to record it without camping it up. The album is a collector's item and was even reissued within a short time with a different cover and retitled Zebedee Sings For You. From it, here are The Man I Love and, from South Pacific, I'm In Love With a Wonderful Guy.
I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile. I'll understand. And in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word.
Maybe I shall meet him someday.
Maybe Monday, maybe not.
Still I'm sure to be.
Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for. I shall meet him someday. Maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. We'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? So all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will know there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August. I'm as normal as blueberry pie.
No more a smart little with no heart.
I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in conventional theater with conventional star in my eye.
And you will note there's a lump in my throat
when I speak of that wonderful guy.
I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon happy night, pouring light on the dew.
I'm as corny as Kansas in August,
high as the flag on the 4th of July.
If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
I'm in love.
In 1975, a gay porn producer heard the album and asked Zebedee Colt if he could use some of the songs in a film. Why not? And then asked him if he'd like to be in a film. Again, why not? A Star is Porn. And he ended up starring in what I gather is a rather famous porn movie called The Story of Joanna, in which our boy Zebedee is a trooper and has sex with both men and women. It's just been released on DVD, but my research has not gone that far. I've got one more album to tell you about in my mini-salute to Openly Queer Cabaret. In 1975, an album was released out of Torrance, California, called This Is Me, Mickey. And Mickey, whose last name does not appear on the album, says on the jacket, "Dear friends, I'd like to dedicate this album to gay people everywhere. It's my story, an honest story about gay life and love, the beauty, the heartaches. This is my life, perhaps it's yours. This is me, Mickey." He narrates introductions to every song on the album, tying together sort of a story where he finds love and loses love. Maybe he went to the Hollywood School of Drama, Queens. Here's Mickey with the opening song, If You Walked Into My Life.
Another restless evening. It's too early yet to go out looking. These are the hours that are the loneliest, the longest, wandering. Maybe tonight will be the night you meet the right guy. And remembering all the guys before.
Did he need a stronger hand? Did he need a lighter touch? Was I soft or was I tough? Did I give enough? Did I give too much? At the moment that he needed me, did I ever turn away? Would I be there when he called? If he walked into my life today, were his days a little dull? Were his nights a little wild? Did I overstate my plan? Did I stress the man and forget the child? And there must have been a million things that my heart forgot to say. Would I think of one or two if he walked into my life today? Should I blame the times I pampered him, or blame the times I bossed him? What a shame I never really found the boy before I lost him. Were the years a little fast? Was his world a little free? Was there too much of a crowd, all too lush and loud, and not enough of me? Though I'll ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life today? Though I'll ask myself my whole life long, what went wrong along the way? Would I make the same mistakes if he walked into my life today?
I found an article about Mickey in a copy of In Touch magazine from June of 1975. The article revealed his full name, Mickey Turner, and a lot more, as several nude shots appear. You can see those on my website. Also on my website for September, you can view the playlist and see photos of all the artists and recordings. That's at www.queermusicheritage.com. I want to leave the country for the next several songs. First, we're going to Canada, where in 1980, a group, probably straight, called the Teddy Boys, released an album called On Air. It contained an interesting song called He Only Goes Out With Boys.
Thank you.
That was the Teddy Boys. In 1974, an English group called the Rubettes had a big power pop hit with Sugar Baby Love. So it was very odd that they released a down-tempo song in 1977 about a runaway teenager who was taken in by a drag queen. It was predictably not a hit. And I'm following it with a song from Sweden, apparently about a gay guy who missed his straight friend.
Billy ran away from his home to find a way to live in peace. His mama didn't give a damn about him, and his papa's on the run from the police. When Billy hit the city hit Billy, and no one needs you when you're down and out. Then one kind guy with the painted eyes picked him up and bailed him out. Under one moon, sharing one moon, nobody cared about them. Under one roof, sharing one moon, daring the world to part them. Billy found it hard to find a job to make some pay. All day looking round, getting lit down, always being turned away. And Johnny was the only one who didn't talk down to Billy from above. And for the first time in his life, Billy found out what it felt like to be loved. Under one roof, sharing one love, nobody cared. Under one roof, sharing one love, daring the world to part them. Some of Billy's papa found out all about the style of Billy's life, and it didn't take long before he came round and he had a knife. He cut up Johnny, stole all his money, he called him all the names that he could find, and said he'd whip up Billy at the factory tomorrow and show them what they do to Billy's kind. Under one moon, sharing one love, now the whole world knew about you. Under show the world who I'm living for. And if I lose my job, if I lose my life, you know one thing is true. They can take away anything from me, but it won't take me from you. And if I've heard it, Billy's daddy waited at the factory for him to come. And how he did degrade him, he cut him and he slayed him, and spat on him in front of everyone. As Billy lay dying, his papa started crying, the cops appeared and threw him in the cane. And all because the person who was the first to give him love had been a man. Thank you.
gun and little folk just for the fun. But nonetheless, we made a mess of those who blistered out the rest. We'd steal away the pretty girls, and no one dared to say a word. The cars we had were always black and blue, and we didn't crash.
You first heard Under One Roof by the Rubettes, and I followed it with Jimmy Don't Need Me No More from Sweden by J.P. West. Next is a story without a happy ending. Starting in 1965 and for about the next 20 years, Jonathan King was a one-man pop industry in England. He became a multimillionaire, and as a producer, his band and pop act discovery successes have included Genesis, Peter Gabriel, the Bay City Rollers, and 10cc. He was so prolific that in 2001, an 8-disc box set was issued of his work. I've got parts of 3 of his songs to share with you that seem to deal with his being gay. In 1971, he was only 24 and may have been dealing with his sexuality when he recorded the song, I Don't Want to Be Gay.
Make me come to your party, but I don't hear a word that you say. You can squeeze me and tease me and please me.
But by 1973, he was apparently okay with it all, since the song Be Gay appeared on one of his albums.
Yeah. the eye can see. Would much prefer a faggot or a pretty fairy.
And by 1975, when George Harrison was being sued for plagiarism for reportedly basing My Sweet Lord on the 60s song He's So Fine, Jonathan King could not resist releasing his own version, keeping the male pronouns. Told you his story did not have a happy ending. In 2001, he was sentenced to 7 years in prison on a series of child molestation charges dating back to the 80s, where he used his celebrity to entice teenagers. I've got one more English song for you, sent to me by my friend Scott in New York City, and it's a campy little number from 1967 by a duo called the Brothers Butch, who apparently are singing to someone named Kay. Yeah.
Oh, George, isn't it nice having a group backing us?
You always were greedy, Clara.
Well, I can't seem to say the right thing, can I?
So why don't you shut your face until you're supposed to sing?
Oh, really? I don't know why I agreed to come along here.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you, I'm sure.
Kay, why don't you bring out the best in me? Why did you have to make a mess of me? Why did you slip through my fingers? Put my love in a freeze, when all I gave you was a little squeeze. Why did you slip through my fingers? Ooh, won't you come again and meet me outside the tube the way we used to do? Can't we get to the bottom? I feel rotten since you left me. I just can't get through. Be nice to me. You're like a piece of jelly ice to me. Oh, tell me please, Kay, why? Isn't this the bit where you have your great big moment, George?
Well, I've been building up for it, Clarence, the whole night.
Well, make sure you're sitting nice and comfy.
My hands are getting all clammy. I think I'm nervous.
Take your time, duck. Don't worry.
Oh,
no. It's all right.
You're coming now, is it?
Shh. Now, go and go. The way we used to do. Can't we
to the bottom, I feel rotten. Since you left me, I just can't get through. Kay, why won't you come and be nice to me? You're like a piece of jelly ice to me. Oh, please tell me, Kay, why? There it is, George, didn't hurt a bit now, did it?
But then, of course, the group makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh, it's sure does. We're very fortunate to have a group behind us. Oh, yes, I can't say different.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I say, look.
What?
Don't you think that drummer's got a very wild look in his eye?
That drummer. Oh, wow. Give him the Oscar,
yes. Oh, look, I'm a bit worried about him there. Look.
Oh, what's he doing now?
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you think he's been on something?
Oh, that's completely nothing, is it?
Well, that was the Brothers Butch. And that song may make more sense if you go to my website and check out the picture cover for the 45. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. And here's some trivia. The last 12 songs you heard were all on vinyl. You remember vinyl, don't you? Anyway, back to the U.S. for a while. I frankly do not know much about this next artist, though I have tried to research him. All I know is the info on his very out 1992 cassette tape called One of Us. He's from New Mexico, and his name is Ted Fox, and I had difficulty just picking one song, as it's an excellent release. But I settled on this one, called When We Were Friends.
Well, I just don't know what to do. No, I just don't know what to say. Suddenly you're not my friend anymore, and that's all because you heard I'm gay. Well, I sure hope this is a joke. Or are you really that naive? Could you repeat that once again? 'Cause my poor ears just can't believe. If that's really how you feel, then get the hell away from me. You can't hurt me with those words. I ain't got time for bigotry. That's right, I'm a faggot, and I always have been, even back when we were friends. To you, my friend, I gave my heart, and I opened up my private side. Suddenly you closed the door, and now my heart has been burglarized. You don't make my decisions, you can't change who I am. I'm no martyr on the cross, I got no nails in my hand. But I wish that I could wake up and this nightmare would end, so that we could still be friends. I wish things could be different, 'cause I love you and I'll miss you in my life. But my love for myself is just too strong to give in to a brain dead schmuck like you. Whoa, you. Oh, I trusted you to be much more, much more than you turned out to be. Have shown your colors true, and I hope you get some therapy. You don't make my decisions, you can't change who I am. I'm no martyr on the cross, I've got no nails in my hands. But I wish that I could wake up and this nightmare would end, so that we could still be friends. If that's really how you feel, then get the hell away from me. You can't hurt me with those words. I ain't got time for bigotry. That's right, I'm a faggot, and I always have been, even back when we were like they were back when we were friends.
Ted Fox with When We Were Friends from his album One of Us. And here's a demo recording I just received, thanks to a friend of mine, David Young. It's by an artist named P.F. Sloan. That name will probably draw a blank with most of you, as he didn't really have any big hits of his own. But with his writing partner, Steve Barry, it was different. Sloan and Barry wrote scores of songs, including Eve of Destruction, Secret Agent Man, and The Grassroots' Where Were You When I Needed You. Now about the demo. It's called He's Just That Kind of Guy, and it's from 1965. I've no information Sloan was gay, and the explanation for the same gender lyrics would be that it was common for writers to record their own demos of their songs, so that artists could hear them and hopefully want to record them. But boy, I sure would have loved to have heard a song like this on the radio in the mid-60s. Here's P.F. Sloan with He's Just That Kind of Guy.
Just that kind of guy, just that kind of guy, just that kind of guy,
just that kind of guy.
He won't say all the things that I want him to tell me, but I know that he feels that way deep inside. To other people he may have a funny way of showing his love for me, but I understand he's just that kind of guy, just that kind of guy. I don't mind that he never thinks of bringing me flowers, and at times he does things that make me wanna cry. He never wears the presents that I buy for him, still I die for him, 'cause I understand he's just that kind of guy.
Just that kind of guy.
If I could change him, I don't know how.
I'm closing the show with an artist I've liked for a long time. He is from Canada, and his name is David Sirita, and in 1981, he released his first album called Chivalry Lives. My two favorites from the album were called Underage Blues and Mark. The first song deals with a gay teenager trying to cope with his sexuality and being only 17.
I said, why should I wait till I'm 21? I'm ripe and I'm ready to love someone. Catch me if you can. I'm gonna break the law, gonna make love to my man. Well, I have me a lover, we're 17. Have the best loving that you'd ever seen. According to my heart, we fly like eagles. According to the law, the flight pattern's illegal. The cops could be catching killers instead. They got no business in my bed. They catch me. They catch me if they could. I said, how can I help it? Love at 17 feels so good. Well, the law must be sick, can't be him or me. It calls young lover gross indecency. That's 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. If I'm ready to love, then why can't I have some fun? Well, it's hard to have fun when you always think that you're on the run. They catch me with their legalized blackmail. They say, under 21 and gay, we'll throw you in jail. Well, I got a right to love anyone, long as they don't mind and I'm not hurting them none. Yes, we're born with a right to love anyone, long as they don't mind and I'm not hurting them none. But if you're like me and born in 64, chances are you're seeing these blues some more. These underage blues, the underage blues. You keep them under the hood, they'll always be misunderstood. These underage blues, I'm talking person to person, woman to woman, man to man. I'm talking person to person, woman to woman, man to man. We're gonna break the law the most nonviolent way we can.
Great voice, great lyrics. And remember, this was 1981 that he was dealing with these subjects, and in those times it was rare, in fact it still is, to hear an artist sing a song that named the object of his love, in this case, a guy named Mark.
We circled around like paper shreds in a gritty city whirlwind. Hungry from a distance and dizzy from the spin, but we never scratched the surface, though the surface was so thin. We just circled round each, waiting for the other to begin. Aren't you every man I have adored? Aren't you every man I wish I'd reached for? Aren't you every urge I have ignored? Mark, you leave me asking, Mark, you leave me asking what for? Were you only out to tease me, test my heart's reflex, like a siren singing me to the rocks where I would wreck? Or had you some need inside to weave with my own need, Mark? Have I denied you 'cause I didn't take the lead? Aren't you every man I have adored? Aren't you every man I wish I'd reached for? Aren't you every urge I have ignored? Mark, you leave me asking, Mark, you leave me asking what for? No, we didn't paint the town red. You didn't love me long and loud. We didn't stain one single bed, too frightened, too proud. It's only after months and miles have thrown us far apart that I can break the silence of a sore, forsaken heart. Aren't you every man I have adored? Aren't you every man I wish I'd reached for? Aren't you every urge I have ignored? Mark, you leave me asking, Mark, you leave me asking, aren't you every man I have adored? Aren't you every man I wish I'd reached for? Aren't you every urge I have ignored? Mark, you leave me asking, still you leave me asking what for? You leave me asking, still you leave me asking what for?
I've got one more song for you to hear by David Sarita. But before I play it, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com. And please check out my website, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com, where you can see photos of all the quite unusual recordings I've played tonight. And I want to plug another of my shows. I've just uploaded to my website a sort of bonus show for internet listening only. I call the show I'll Be FCCing You, and it's packed full of songs that in no way could be played on daytime radio. Songs that FCC regulators would have abortions over. I'm sorry, it's for adults only. You can get to it from the 2004 page of my site. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage, and that will be the second part of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play theme, that time all with songs by women. In 1994, David Sirita released an excellent CD called The Blue Guide. It contains a great song with which to end the show, and it would be hard to find a song that could follow it. I'm guessing that it was inspired by the AIDS epidemic, because for that, its lyrics would certainly be appropriate. Here's David Sirita with Powerful Love.
I won't be scared for long, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love, and I won't be scared for long, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. I made some long distance calls. I've got friends praying all over the place, but the crucial call is now, and I'm asking you for a little more grace, and I won't be scared for long, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. Tonight may be the night that death tries to steal my heart from me. If he comes, I'm gonna keep him at bay with every atom of love inside of me. And I won't be scared for long, no, not when I think about this powerful love, oh, that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. I make this long distance call,
long distance
out to
call,
the stars, into the core of me, into the hands of God we fall. Hands of mercy, hands of peace. I won't be scared for long, no, not when I think about this powerful love that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. And I won't be scared for long, no, not when I think about this powerful love, oh, that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. And I won't be scared for long, no, not when I think about this powerful love, oh, that nothing can strike down. This powerful love. I said powerful love, oh, powerful love, oh, powerful love, yeah, powerful love, powerful.